Good evening. This is the February 20th initial convening meeting of the 2024 National Finance Committee members. I'm Darlene Pagano. I am the convener only of this meeting, and we believe we are well into quorum. Paul, are you prepared to take the roll?
Well, of course. But first, Madam Chair, I have a point of order, and the point of order is this meeting is out of order because it was not voted on by the committee, and in fact, the committee defeated a motion to have this meeting. And so if we could get a ruling from the chair.
We have a convener. We do not have a chair yet.
Okay. If the convener, who is chairing, would rule on that, we can move on.
All right. The convener says that this initial pretty much meet and greet meeting is legitimately convened and posted.
All right. I will not appeal that. I will not appeal that, but I will note that it should go in the minutes. Okay. Calling the roll. Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Christina Huggins.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Myla Raisin.
Myla Raisin.
Minerva Sanders. Susan Young.
Here.
That's nine, and that's a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. Also, Stephanie Wells is on the call. Are there any other folks here who said yes? All right. R. Paul, I just wanted to put for the roll call that Stephanie Wells is also in attendance.
Yes.
So the very first thing to do is to elect a pro tem chair and secretary. And that will be temporary placeholders or shareholders until we, at our next meeting, start the process for voting on the permanent chairs. So for the pro tem chair and secretary, are there nominations?
Madam convener? This is Susan Young, and
yes,
I nominate Darlene Pagano to be chair pro tem.
All right.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? Madam Convener, excuse me. This is Myla Raisin, and if a second is required, I would like to second your nomination as chair pro tem.
I actually do not know if it is, needs to be seconded at this level. Does anyone know for sure?
Yes, I know for sure. A nomination does not need a second. Since somebody makes a nomination and somebody else accepts it, that's two people.
All right. Then I will put on record that I'll accept that nomination for chair. Any other nominations that are awaiting? Okay, that's 5 seconds.
I move to close nominations.
Thank you, R. Paul. Do I accept that, or please don't we have to have a vote on it?
Well, ask if there's any objection to closing nominations.
Thank you. The nominations are being called closed. Is there any objection? Okay, again, 4 or 5 seconds. I will now ask and open for nomination for Secretary Pro Tem.
Request for information. Darlene, request for information.
Okay.
Paul, do we have to say the Darlene is Chair Pro Tem by acclamation?
I think that we can do that. There's no bar against that. It looked like the reality, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would like to nominate R. Paul Martin to be Secretary Pro Tem.
Okay, good.
I accept.
Are there other nominations or self-nominations for Secretary Pro Tem? Okay, so having been nominated and accepted, our candidate is R. Paul. Given that there is only one unchallenged nomination for each position, we'll do it one at a time. Is there any objection to, by acclamation, have myself, Darlene Pagano, be the pro tem chair? Do I get to rule on that, R. Paul? Is that what I say?
You just did it. It wasn't a
I think it's done.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, you just, you excuse me, Darlene, this is Miley. You can say, hearing no objection, then proceed.
All right. Hearing no objection, we have a chair pro tem. Now, for the position of secretary pro tem, is there any objection to the single candidate, R. Paul Martin, for that position? Hearing no objection, we will accept, or we will state that R. Paul Martin is the secretary pro tem. Oh, okay, thank you. So, all right, now I'm the chair pro tem. And what I am hoping we will be doing next is just introducing ourselves to each other, although many people overall know many other people. Just do an introduction of yourself to the rest of the group, and please try to do that in 90 seconds. I realize, I'm sorry, I did not call for a timekeeper when setting up the meeting. Do we have anyone available to be a timekeeper? I can do the best I can, but
Darlene, this is Myla. I'll go grab my cell phone, and I volunteer to be timekeeper.
All right, Myla, let me just tell you that this is a 20-minute agenda item with 90.
Oh, so I'm doing both agenda items and speakers?
Madam Chair, this is Susan. I'll do agenda items. Would you be kind to read through the agenda for us to approve?
And that was Susan speaking, if I'm correct.
Yeah, thank you very much, Myla. Yeah.
Thank you very much for reminding me that we need agenda approval. That was very thoughtfully done. Does everyone have a copy of the agenda available to them at this time? Anybody need something?
Madam Chair, this is Susan. Would you be kind to read it so that people who hear it can hear it on the stream?
Understood. At first, I wanted to make sure everybody on the committee has it up. This is the sent out with it being held up for approval agenda for this meeting at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. We convene this meeting. R. Paul Martin takes our roll call. We establish that we have quorum. We then went into a 10-minute segment of time to elect.
Point of order. Point of order.
Go ahead, Susan.
Darlene, just read what is on the agenda. Elect pro tem and chair and introductions, ED report, next step.
No time allotment given? Okay.
No, not. We're just approving the agenda. And then Susan basically made a motion to amend the agenda to add agenda approval, which we forgot to put on there. And and somebody needs to say, like I'm going to do right now, I move to approve the agenda. And then working backwards, Susan made an amendment, which I think there's probably no objection to. And then you would say, Darlene, are there any other amendments to the agenda? We're all new here. Well, we're not all new, but we're, you know, we're, some of us are new. And we're...
I finish reading the exact wording of the agenda, and then I will ask if there are other amendments. All right. So we left off at elect pro tem chair and secretary. We are now about to do the introduction of members from each station for 90 seconds each. Then Stephanie Wells is on hand to give us an ED report. Our last business, our last discussion will be understanding the next steps that will be taken during the week, this week, leading up to our February 27th regular meeting. We hope to adjourn by 6:30. Before I ask for approval, are there any other amendments to this agenda?
Madam Chair, 6:30, you mean 6:30 Pacific time and 9:30 Eastern time.
Yes, I'm afraid folks are going to have to get used to the same way that someone on the West Coast just assumes the time is the time, as the way we've all usually been doing with someone on the East Coast saying that thing. But thank you, Arpal. I did say 5:30 p.m. without saying Pacific, and that is 8:30. No, it is not. It is 9:30 Eastern and 6:30 Pacific.
9:30.
Go ahead.
Could I note that all times on kpftx.org are Eastern time, and this is the way it's been done for 20 years now. And I will also note that especially people in the Eastern time zone have never had to adapt to trying to figure out what time it is somewhere else, because on TV, they always show what time Eastern and in small print, what time Central. So,
Madam Chair, point of order.
Lila, what is your point of order?
Let's stick to the agenda and not have banter, please.
Mila, our call is helping me out with an error that I made in chairing the meeting. So we will get back right away. Arpal, I do promise to do my utmost to only speak Eastern time. Is there anything else you want to add?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Kim. May I be recognized?
Kim, please.
I would like to add one other item, maybe under 7A, which is NDAs, who signed them, and do we need to get everyone to sign them? So I'd like to add that as 7A.
May I make a suggestion, Kim? Can we make it 5A so that the executive director can confirm that the NDAs that have come into her.
Sure.
After she gives her report. All right. We are adding to the agenda 5A, Stephanie Wells confirming receipt of NDAs. All right. Is with those two amendments, is there any objection to the agenda as read?
Oh, well, you have to pass the amendment first. There's one amendment, just, you know.
Okay, one amendment.
Ask if there's objections to that.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to the amendment that was added as 5A? With no objections heard, I now ask, are there any objections to the agenda as read?
It would be, is there any objection to the agenda as approved, as amended?
Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections, we have an approved agenda. We will now go on to the introduction of members from each station. If there is not someone who's ready to speak up immediately, I'll start calling on the station to speak up. Is there anyone prepared to get us started? All right.
This is Susan.
So I'm going to start.
This is Susan,
on the...
this is Susan from KPFT. I'll start.
All right. Susan from KPFT. Get going. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm Susan Young. I am an LSB member from KPFT. I'm also currently the chair of the PNB. Last year, I was the chair of the KPFT LSB. I first came on a local station board when they were first created back in 2002 or whenever it was. I have worked for 10 years in public finance, investment banking. That is the origination of municipal bond debt. I have worked with and for numerous nonprofit organizations, so I've had a lot of experience with budgeting, financial management, audits, and so forth. I have served on this committee before, and I'm grateful that we seem to have a very good group of folks, and thank you, R. Paul, for continuing to give us guidance. I'm done.
Thank you, Susan. Who will go next?
Madam Chair, this is Myla Reason. I suggest we go in alphabetical order to save time and just keep moving along.
Thank
and
you,
asking.
We have an alphabetical list, and I would prefer people get to speak as they're ready.
This is Kim. I'll go.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, I'm Kim Kaufman. I am the treasurer from KPFK. This is, I don't know, the third or fourth time I've been treasurer. I was first elected to the KPFK LSB in 2009, and my second year I was treasurer a couple of years and chair of the finance committee for a couple of years. And I've been on the audit committee. I've been on personnel searches. I've done a lot in this organization. But my main focus has been always on the finances. And I've been looking at the finances for over a decade now. And so I like doing this. And I think I'm kind of good at it. Certainly better than when I first started. You just build up a knowledge base. And here I am again. Another year, another NFC. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Who is ready next? Make me call on people. I did not hear who's speaking. Could someone repeat for me? Uh, I am not understanding what is, if there is something being said.
Madam Chair, this is Susan
yes.
Young. I think you were hearing yourself.
Oh, good Lord.
I think you were hearing
All right.
your echo.
Thank
All right.
You.
This is Lyndon Foley. I'll introduce myself to those who don't know
Thank
me.
Thank you, Lyndon.
Yes, this is my second stint as the treasurer for KPFT in Houston. I was on the P&B for 2 years after my first year as treasurer, and I was on the NFC for one of those 2 years. And I have, you know, some pretty hard-fought experiences at the Pacifica Foundation. I have done a director's inspection, and I've also been sued by the foundation. So it's been a whole circle. Thank you.
Thank you, Lyndon.
Madam Chair, this is Myla. I'm prepared to go next.
Thank you, Myla. Go ahead.
Okay, so my name's Myla Reason. I was just elected recently to be a director representing KPFK. I am co-host of a program on KPFK called California Solartopia, and I was formerly on and chair pro tem for a while of the audit committee years ago, and I've been somewhat involved in Pacifica governance in various forms and fashions over probably 20 years, having taken a break for numerous years, and I have recently served as the secretary of the KPFK Local Station Board. I'm no longer serving in that capacity, and this is my first time on the PNB, obviously, because I'm now a director. The first time on the Finance Committee, and I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla.
It's Christina. I can introduce myself. Sorry?
Next
Are we
station,
next
speaker.
This is Christina from KPFA.
Go ahead, Christina.
Did you want to... Okay. Well, I have 34 years as a union activist and peace activist for about 40 years. I'm a community activist, and I have a 12 years I represented the staff at KPFA with my union. I was executive vice president for 34 years of two different locals, but the last 12 years was for KPFA. And as such, I negotiated union contracts with several different executive directors and saw a parade of different general managers and executive directors throughout the years, and met at least once a month at the station with staff, not just paid staff and our members, but with management and with unpaid staff, as I helped them with their problems as well. And I was done just recently 7 years of hard labor on the KPFA LSV, and I'm on the NFC. So that's basically what I would say at this point.
Thank you, Christina Huggins. Since Christina is my station partner, I'll go next. Darlene Pagano, I have been physically involved and full-time involved with KPFA for 8 years. I entered the apprenticeship program, the first voice apprenticeship program, and they took me in at age 65. And I have been pretty dedicated and involved with KPFA ever since. I am on the LSD, which of course I'd have to be. And I also, right now, I'm in the depths of producing, organizing the International Women's Day special, all women producers, all women's programming. And that'll be March 9th, the day after our winter fun drive closes. I love it. I got recruited into governance as a lamb to slaughter, And but once I got over the initial shock of what it's like to be in contentious groups at KPFA, I have in fact been pleased and proud to be part of it. And I am so I am the staff rep.
Excuse me, 90 seconds, Darlene.
Thank you. I am definitely the one that would have to be called. But I'm loving it. So there, that wraps it up. Who will take it away next? Let me just say are the least represented at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Who is? I'm sorry, I missed that.
The East.
Anyway, I'm Paul. I can jump in now if you want. If you need someone.
Please do. Please do.
All right. Hi, everybody. Great. I'm Paul DiRienzo. I'm from WBAI. I was on the first LSB in 2002, and before that had been a member paid staff and a WBA reporter from about 1992 until 2001, and have been in many crisis situations at Pacifica Radio and have had many different positions over the years in a sort of pro tem sort of way when there was an emergency. And a lack of anybody to step in, I was often called under those circumstances. I have experience with boards. I mean, I was a member. I went to the University of Wisconsin. I was a member of the Wisconsin Student Association during some very fraught times in the 1970s. I was on my community board here in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Community Board 3, dealing with all kinds of development issues and city issues. And I'm currently a reporter. I do the news, 5-minute news headlines, Monday through Friday on WBAI at 5 minutes before six for the last, since October. And then before that, from 2018 until about a year ago, I did a half hour news program from 6 to 6:30. And I ran for the, under sort of popular demand, I ran for the LSB. And then when I got onto the LSB, found how personable and wonderful all you folks, nice folks are, and I've always been interested in Pacifica issues. Bob Fass is a good friend. Abby Hoffman was an associate friend.
Paul, I hate to interrupt you, but you're well over 90 seconds.
Okay, sorry about that. So that's the deal, and you get some idea what I'm like. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Our Paul, next maybe.
Excellent, our Paul. Take it away.
Okay. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm from WBAI. I am unpaid staff. I do a program at WBAI. I've been at WBAI for 42 years, and I've been in various non-for-profit and very non-for-profit organizations since 1970. And I've been on the WBAI local station board since it first met 20 years ago yesterday. So that's 20 solid years, 2004 to 2024. And I've been various things. I was on the audit committee. I was one of the first people to start the audit committee. I was on the governance committee. The PNB Governance Committee, and we did that for a while. I was eventually elected treasurer in 2008, and I have been reelected since then, with the exception of a three-week situation where somebody drove people out of the room so they couldn't vote. And so outside of that 3 weeks, I've been treasurer since 2008. And I've been through a lot of wild stuff in Pacifica, and we're in trouble, and I hope we can deal with it in a decent way. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. And I'm going to ask Kamal Harris to bring the list all the way to the end.
Thank you. Yes, Kamal Harris. I am with WPFW, the treasurer there for the local station board. I'm also a programmer. I have a show that airs midnight to 2 on Wednesday morning/Tuesday night. I work in healthcare finance. I'm a senior analyst out here with MedStar Health, and I have a tax and small business planning business of my own, and looking to move this organization forward in a positive manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, the one thing I would ask coming out of this is let's try to say our name as we each time we speak, just to help reinforce our understanding of who we are when we're all on Maestro and have no visuals. Thanks if you would do that. But next, the person to speak is our executive director, Stephanie Wells. My understanding is Stephanie attends the NFC meeting to give reports. Am I misspeaking, Stephanie? Is it that you attend all of the meetings? Stephanie, are you having trouble with your connection? And if you were, how would I hear you say yes or no? Stephanie Wells.
Is she on mute? Is she on mute, maybe?
Well, that's the obvious question.
Yeah.
Not on mute on my end.
Let me propose then that we take up item 6, even though that means waiting a few more minutes for the answer on the NDAs for everyone, and just make sure we understand what we will be doing leading up to our February 27th meeting. And people who know the inside scoop are welcome to ask to be recognized to state. But what will be happening on the 27th is that the KPFA budget will be taken up again by the NFC. Maria Negret, the business manager of KPFA, will be here. And the budget is presented by Stephanie Wells. We will have that item immediately upon doing, you know, what's appropriate to start the meeting, because Ms. Wells has a family commitment that has come up since she had originally agreed that she could be there on the 27th. So we're going to put her and Maria up as early as possible so that Stephanie can do the work and yet not be delayed for her family obligation. And our poll, I want to ask, is the KPFA budget posted up on groups.io or EO, where we all now have access?
Well, it should be there, but people would have to search for it. It's been sent to the mailing list a number of times. If there's been no change to it, I can send up a previous email so everybody on here now gets it.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, you're recognized?
Yeah, I think our Paul, if you would send the budget to us all, but mostly for the new people. And also, if you could send the last consolidated financials to the new people.
Okay.
Is that enough to do, our Paul?
Yes, I'll do that.
All right. I will double check with the business manager, Maria Negret, to double check that there has been no change since she sent the budget to the NFC. Let's see if other things that would happen. So the significant business of the next meeting is that we will have the actual election process to select our, I guess we'd call it permanent chair and secretary for the rest of our working year as the NFC. And we will accept nominations, self-nominations at that time. The tellers are agreed to be doing this, and we will send those nominations to them right after the meeting so the process can get underway, because it can take up to 9 or 10 days to do this whole voting process via the tellers. So we will get started on that, or we will complete that step at the next meeting. Does anyone else understand there to be something else that we need to prepare for the 227 meeting?
Madam Chair,
this is Susan Young. If I could just say, I texted Stephanie, and she said, oops, she's in the car, not back home. So I think we'll probably need to wait for her report till the 27th.
I am here. Thank you.
Oh, oops. Well, I'm sorry for speaking for you, Stephanie.
No. I just pulled. Yeah, I was in that, you know, driveway raining. There's construction people on the. Yeah, so there was just a lot of noise and action going on as I was walking in the house.
All right. Thank you. But Stephanie, we jumped ahead to item number 6 on our agenda while waiting. And my question, last question was, is there anything else that needs to be noted about preparation for the February 27th regular meeting? And if you're going to make explanations, you should check if you're on mute before you do them.
Yes, Madam Chair, Lyndon, I have something to say.
Okay, Lyndon, go ahead.
We looked at the KPFA budget for just a few moments last week, I guess, and a couple of columns have dates that are contradictory and misleading, and I think that needs to be cleaned up before we can go any further.
Lyndon, would you be willing to write an email with what you'd like to have addressed, and I will take it to the business manager at our station? That's Maria Negrette. I'm from KPFA. Is that too much to ask of you, or would you do that?
No, I'll do that. This is
all right,
to Darlene.
Yes, please. And
okay.
I will get that in front of Maria right away. Any other issue people would like to have completed by the 27th?
This is Myla Reason.
Go ahead, Myla.
I just wanted to confirm with you that our regular meetings start at 8:30 Eastern Time. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, there will be an item on the agenda to confirm what day of the week, what pattern, and what time the meetings will happen, but that is just to affirm. So, yes, the meetings are at 8:30 Eastern, as far as I can see. Thanks. Any other clarifications wanted or suggestions needed?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. Yes, the meetings of the NFC are set on kpfdx.org through March 26th. So from April on, it's wide open, and we should populate those. That's it.
All right. And so we should have that as part of the agenda item when we affirm our pattern and dates and times. So that will be part of that agenda item. Thank you. All right. This is good. You guys are thinking about it and helping me. Any other suggestions, questions for our next meeting. That said, I'm going to close this agenda item and bring it to our last agenda item, which is the ED report. And Stephanie, let me just say, in case you were not on the call when we did this, we'll be at the very end, we'll be checking in with you about receipts of NDAs, if that list is complete. So please go ahead and do what you know how to do.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, and I did hear part of that with the agenda, so I do appreciate that. One of the things, though, with the NDAs is that we've been keeping track of the NDAs with Julie Hewitt, the Secretary of the PNB, for the PNB. So I will have to, I received another NDA today from someone, but I don't have the specifics as to who's on what committee and what those NDAs, what that crossover is. So I will work with Susan to get the list of committee members' names, and then we can create an additional spreadsheet for those NDAs. So we'll make sure to have those for the next meeting or if there's an executive session. But we'll definitely do that. The finances, in general, what I'm hoping to do and what I'm hoping that the Finance Committee does, in addition to approving budgets and things like that, is that we take a look and review each of the stations and the divisions' budgets on a monthly basis, you know, go through a different station and a different division during the meeting so we can project out and what the expenses and what income and expenses are, revenue, and then we can make any sort of adjustments or take it back to the stations and the treasurers with any adjustments. So the goal is to not just sort of approve the budgets and then set them aside and not take a look at them until the next year, but really actively work with the stations and the station's treasurers and the National Finance Committee, so we can make those adjustments as we move forward. So if we see that we are, you know, didn't have a fund drive that might have been as successful as we wanted it to be, then what can we do to help that station make up some of that difference? A prime example of that is KPFT, for example, was running just a little behind on some of their fund drive this past week, and so they planned an event with some live performance and live music with some name performers and high-end performers, and were able to secure quite a few tickets to first few rows to see this concert, and were able to offer those out as premiums, and they were able to fill up the gap in one day of what they had projected that they might be a little behind on with their fund drive. So it's those kind of things that we want to be able to project out and make those recommendations for people as a committee. So in general, the payables that we are, not all of them are past due. Some of them are past due, current, meaning we're still in that 30-day mark. But we have about $1.3 million in total payables. We are working with a lot of our vendors to do payment plans to reduce some of those costs. And we're trying to get caught up as much as possible in keeping all of our vendors informed. As far as the loans that we have due, the loan amount right now in past due interest, I have it right now, is about $500,000. It's about $544,000, but that includes the 18% late penalty for the past due principal that we owed for FJC. FJC is willing to waive that 18% penalty and bring it back down to the 3% that it originally was. So those late fees and the past due interest will decrease substantially. I don't have that total amount yet. We just received just late this afternoon, Arthur and I received some paperwork regarding what that loan agreement will look like moving forward. So we haven't had an opportunity to review that together because we got it very late this afternoon, but we'll all have a better number as to what that past due interest is. The EIDL loan, as well through the SBA. We're still working with them. We have about $104,000 in past due interest on that, and we are working with them very closely to try to, again, readjust some of that loan agreement because we need to remove the liens that they have on the Los Angeles property that has been sold. So the payoff, so the past due loan amount in interest, as I said, is about $544,000, but that's going to be much less once we figure out what that new amount is after the late penalty has been waived. The total payoff for both of those loans, the FJC loan is $2.5 million, and the SBA loan is a little over $2 million. So the total loan payoff is about $4.6 million. We don't have the funds, obviously, to pay that off, hence why we're making the interest payments. But again, we are working very closely with FJC. They were very pleased with the plans that we have with the sale of the Los Angeles building and utilizing those funds to pay off the amount due that we owe on our donor database so we can get a better grasp of our donors and once again kind of start stewarding and cultivating the donors that we have and the constituents that we have that we haven't really reached out to for a while. And then, the plans that we have and just looking at our programming and trying to make our programming more consistent with what our community wants to hear rather than kind of telling the community what they want to hear and really focusing on the training that is necessary to bring some of our programs up to date and also working with underwriting and getting together teams that will help us with that underwriting process at each of the stations and really kind of helping bringing in some revenue that way. And also taking a close look at our program sharing so we can have programs that are successful at other stations and also with our affiliates, which is a great wealth of programming, and being able to work with those producers as well to share those programs sort of across the way. We still have somewhat of a difficulty with the stations paying central services, but KPFT and the affiliates are paying their full percentage of central service, and KPFA is also paying 50% of their central service payments as well. We also got a significant chunk of central service payments from WBAI last year from a bequest that they received, so that was very helpful as well. And the central service payments are what we use to pay a lot of our outstanding legal bills, our donor database, health insurance. We cover a lot of the costs for, you know, some of those for the stations because we have to pay a lot of those in advance and then the stations pay us back. So it is very helpful when these stations, and we're very appreciative of the stations and divisions that are able to pay that. With the Los Angeles building sale, we added a two-week extension to the close of escrow while we were still finalizing the removal of the liens from the SBA and FJC. So the closing was February 29th. We are looking to extend it another 2 weeks, and the only reason really for that is because we're still working with the Small Business Association to try to get all of that paperwork, and it's just a little bit slower to work with the government with some of the things that we need to do, and it just takes a little bit longer. And we also want to be able to have a little bit more time to make a smooth transition from the current location in Los Angeles to the temporary location that we have in Glendale. So we have signed lease for a temporary location for the station, and the property owners are making adjustments as well as a great group of volunteers from KPFK to the rooms to make them ready. And we just want to, we're looking at just that additional 2 weeks for some extra time. The people that are buying the building have no problem at all with us doing that. They want to make sure that the transition and the move is as easy as possible. And they have also offered to us that during the 1.5 to 2 years that they'll be completely renovating the old building, that if there is any sort of performance that we have that will be happening at KPFK, whether it's live music or quite a few people that would be in the studio, mostly with, you know, again, a live music performance, which they do quite often actually, is that we can use the current studio space that they're using. So we will work on that on an individual basis. With the archives, the same building that we've rented to offices in Glendale, they have a very large space that we're looking to rent also for the archives.
So we're in negotiation with that now. The goal is to try to remove as many tapes as we can from the storage facilities that the archives have been in for the last decade or so, and try to get it in one central location. So then we can spend our time focusing on the cataloging and digitization, or the prioritizing the digitization of the tapes that we have, but really just cataloging what we have and getting a better grasp of all of those materials. So the also the proceeds from the sale of the building, or all of the sale of the building, we're going to be replacing that into a restricted escrow account. And it's the same thing that we did when we sold the building in Houston, is that we put that in a restricted account to make sure that it was safe, and also that we could have very clear accounting procedures with everything that was spent. So that way there wouldn't be any misuse of the funds, funds going in some place that we didn't anticipate it to be, or garnishing of any of those wages, or, garnishing of any of those funds or anything like that. But we will have that in a restricted account. We're also doing the same thing for any sort of fundraising that's going to be happening for the move for WPFW. We want to make sure that when people make, they're going to be doing a, WPFW is going to be doing a specific fund drive, a fundraiser for their move that's coming up as well. And we have an account right now that's empty, but it's set aside and it's going to be dedicated just for those funds. So when people make a donation to help support the move that WPFW will be doing, we'll be able to have that in a dedicated account. And then that way it also makes it a lot easier when we need to pull spreadsheets for income coming in and expenses going out. We'll be able to keep that clean and separated from everything else. Does anybody have any questions?
Or Paul?
Kim?
Myla for the stack.
Got it. Or Paul?
Okay. All right. Regarding bank accounts, has the bank account at Bank of America been created to accept the stock option that was offered to WBAI?
That paperwork is being signed because we got a new secretary on the board. So all of that paperwork that had been done in the past, it was null and void. So the new process, it started the new process again.
Any ETA estimation?
I would say within the next week.
Okay,
it
thank you.
FedEx, yeah, so it's been FedEx to the next signature. There are three wet signatures that need to be on it.
Thank you. Kim, go ahead.
First of all, I would just like to say that back in the old days, we did spend, we used to get our budgets approved before the beginning of the fiscal year, and we did review the actuals and compare them to the budgets during that year. So that just hasn't been done in a very long time, but it's not like we've never done that. We have done that, and I would like to get back to that. And we're about 6 months late in approving budgets, but here we are. And to that point, Stephanie, do you have any, or Kamau, any ETA of the PFW budget?
I will defer to Kamau. I don't want to step on their toes. I'm kind of at a point, and Kamau and I have talked about this. It's just he and I getting together literally in, a couple of hours. We can work off of the draft budget that I created for each of the stations back in September and just get it pumped out. But I know that he's been working very diligently to try to get information. So if he's comfortable, he can update that, but, update it on where that is. But it's not as fast as I would like it to be.
No, I would just echo the same. It's just a matter of us getting together and knocking it out. During the week, I'm pretty tight, so I don't know what your hate to even say this, weakened her like Stephanie, but I'm offering a early Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to do that just so we can get this budget done because it's been too long. Happy, but we can obviously talk
okay, great.
And we can plan something for this weekend.
Okay.
If I might have a follow-up. If I might have a follow-up, Darlene.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's quick. I just want to say I would, you know, after A, it would be nice if we could do W next. So. All right. Somebody. Okay, I'm done.
I agree.
Myla,
I'm calling on you from the stack. Myla, are you there? Maybe it's me that fell off. Is anybody there?
Can you hear me now?
No, you're still here.
Yes, we can hear you, Myla, now.
Now we can hear you, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Stephanie, if I heard you correctly, you said that the escrow for the sale of the KPFK building had been extended till March 14th. You said 2 weeks. I'm guessing that's March 14th. And my question is, does that mean that we at KPFK won't be using the new temporary studio until that date as well, and that we'll continue to use the KPFK studio until March 14th? Is that right?
Well, we don't want to have that quick of a – we don't want to have a cutoff date of one closes, the other one opens.
Okay.
We want to have an overlap to make sure that if there are any bugs in the new location, we still have the old location as a backup, and
right.
we can make those adjustments. So there'll be an overlap.
Okay.
So most likely, yeah, so we're working now for the chief engineer to come out and kind of make those final changes. There's work already being done in the new building. I mean, in the new location, we need to put in a big window and, you know, change some of the flooring, just all those kind of things that gets everything needed that, you know, we have to hook up on the roof and everything like that. So chances are, we did the same thing at KPFT, is that there'll be a crossover at some point where we'll be broadcasting from the new location and people won't even know. It'll be that smooth. But
so
we want to make sure that we have that transfer of at least a week or so. So our lead starts technically on March
1st. I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay, that's good. So our lease of the new facility starts on March 1st. And we'll probably attempt to have the new studio ready around that time.
Very close after that, yes.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stack currently. Are there any other folks wanting to speak?
Lyndon for the stack.
Well, go right ahead. You're in.
Well, thank you, Chair. Stephanie, what is the latest monthly income statements or financials that have been sent out?
I believe October, but I will check with that because we didn't have the revenue from a couple of the stations that were input correctly on their side. So we needed to go back and sort of change those. We are also bringing in someone that is going to be helping with some of the daily tasks that our business manager is doing, our national business manager is doing, so we can get these out much faster, and then we can also have age payable reports.
Okay, I don't believe that I have anything other than the consolidated. Of course, I just came on to this into the Treasury, into the NFC, a month ago. So if somebody in the NFC has anything other than anything later than the consolidated, I'd love to see it. Thank you.
Is there any treasurer who can respond to that for Kamau?
That's Lyndon. And no, Lyndon, you have the latest one.
Right.
Okay, so Lyndon and Kamau, you need to connect to each other.
What?
No. I was asking for financials for the entire system.
Yeah.
Anything beyond the consolidated, and I think Kim answered the question. Stephanie thought maybe October was out, but Kim hasn't seen it. Has anybody else seen them?
Nope.
If they have, please send them to me. Thank you.
The last financials are dated 9/30/2023.
Thank you.
All right. Again, anyone else wants to get a question through to Stephanie? We are at 9:35 Eastern Time, I told Stephanie we wouldn't keep her long, but go ahead if there's an important question for Stephanie before next week when we'll see her again.
Chair, this is Kim.
Yes.
I guess I move to adjourn because I don't hear any beating down the door with questions.
Right. I guess people should know I try to count 5 seconds. When I, you know, when we're waiting, it gets 5 seconds in my book. But if that seems too long to folks, I can always push it up. Having finished this last item on our agenda with Stephanie Wells, our agenda is complete. Do we have, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I just did.
Kim, Madam Chair, Kim just gave a motion to adjourn.
I will learn how this language goes as fast as I can. Thank you very much. So, wait a minute. Kim, were you seconding me?
No,
Is there any objection to adjourning?
Right. There doesn't need to be a second. Is there any objection to adjourning at 6:30? 9:37 Eastern Time. Any objections? 5? No. Okay, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
See you all
thank
next
you.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
We're ready to close. Good night. Okay, who's
I'm going to end the call because we're still on the stream.
Oh, yes, you can do that. That's what I said. Do we have to, again, notify Otis? But we don't.
I'll text him, but I'm going to end the call now, so we'll all be hung up on. So thank you very much, Darlene, and thank you, everybody, for showing up. It was a good first meeting for the new year. Thank you.
Well.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Good night.